It's Morning Edition from Maine Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. Mart Cohen, now 99, is female and Jewish. Her sex and her religion make her role as a World War II spy that much more incredible. Cohen and her Orthodox Jewish family lived in France near the German border. As a result, she spoke fluent German, a skill that came in handy near the end of the war. That's when Cohen, in newly liberated France, agreed to become a spy for the Allies. She'll talk about that tonight at Hannaford Hall on the University of Southern Maine campus. She joined me yesterday for a brief interview. By 1944, Cohen had lost a fiancé and a sister to the Nazis. She said that surely influenced her desire to join the war effort and accept an assignment to enter Nazi Germany to scout troop deployments.
There were other reasons, too. 75% of Jews survived in France, and so many non-Jews risked their lives to save ours. Wasn't that our duty to defend our country, too? It was our duty, absolutely.
As several attempts to get behind the German lines failed, tell us the story of how you eventually did manage to get back into Germany to do the spying.
The captain of my intelligence little group decided that I would do it by crossing from Switzerland into Germany. We drove and Mr. Lemaire stopped the car. We crossed a little forest, and on the other side he showed me a huge field and bordered on the northern edge by a small country road. The forest and the field were Switzerland, but the road was Germany.
The plan was for her to wait until evening. Then, when two patrolling German sentinels turned from the center of the field to march to the ends, she would climb out of the bushes and start down the road.
Once I crawled and arrived behind the bushes, until then everything was perfect. But then I realized the immensity of what I was going to undertake, and I became so terrified that I was completely paralyzed by fear. And it took me a very, very long time to overcome that fear. But suddenly, something clicked in my brain, and I remembered something which made me get up, take my little suitcase, walk on the road, walk towards the military sentinel who was coming back from the eastern edge of the field, raised my hand, Heil Hitler, and he asked to see my identity card. When I gave him my card, I wondered if he would recognize that the card was forged. But he gave it back to me without questions. I was now in Germany.
Cohen went on to gather valuable intelligence about retreating Germans. After the war, she stayed silent for decades about her spying.
When you are in the intelligence service, you are brainwashed that everything is highly secret. And so I'm a woman, I know how to keep a secret.
Her exploits became known in the 1990s, and since, she has traveled widely to tell her story, hoping to save us from a future like her past. And while Cohen told me she's an optimist, she is worried about the recent resurgence of nationalism.
I am terrified by it. And I hope we can stop it here in the United States with the votes very soon.
Mart Cohen, former World War II spy, speaks tonight at the University of Southern Maine in Portland.